What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Mr. UL, back at it again. Why you laughing? Stop it.
That was like the song.
That was funny. That was like, what's going on, everybody? What's going on?
It's the late night Wine Your Mind happy hour with your boy, Mr.
I thought
UL.
It was going to be, noticeable.
That was hilarious.
I loved it, though.
Never mind.
We over here started laughing. That's
it was great.
That
y'all made me mess up. I was going to keep on going.
No, keep going.
Keep going.
You're good.
What's up? Who are you?
Oh, you're going to keep that. All the,
I loved
the
unedited, it.
We are in it.
The unedited
version.
We're
done. We're in
it. I loved it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mr. UL back at it again at the Wine Your Mind happy hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with my peoples.
Hey y'all, AT's here. Happy hour. You're so silly.
What was that?
I'm your boy P Hat. You know how I am. You know how I do. Fat with a purpose. P to the H.
You know, before we actually like get to maybe that 100th episode, they're gonna be everybody commenting, asking us for P Hat. He's going to be like the superstar of the show. It's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm sitting here making comments every
that's
now how and then.
That's why it's going to happen. But I ain't trying to hype everybody up. What we drinking?
You know.
What we drinking?
So this week we have a Italian white wine. We have Bola Moscato. I'm a big fan of Moscatos. They're sweet.
I love them.
They smell amazing. This one's very good for, you know, your white fishes. Things like that.
White fishes.
You know, good for dinner time. I don't know. What do y'all think? I think it smells amazing and it's sweet, you know, but not too
sweet. It's sweet. It's, you know, it tastes like a pretty typical Moscato, if you ask me. You know,
that's why everybody's going to say
it's
going
to
be
you know,
fruity.
It's got alcohol in it, you know.
9.5% to be exact.
Is it 9? 9.5 today? 10. That's cool. We can deal with 9.5%.
You know.
I can deal with the double digits.
Definitely.
Or excuse me, the single digits.
I do like
as long as it's almost at the double digit.
Definitely tastes good.
Every now and then. Right. I know, it's really good.
It's a Moscato.
Yeah, definitely.
I love a Moscato. Very sweet and tasty.
Like that big bottle today.
It is a big bottle.
Who we get it from this time?
So this is Bola Moscato. If you guys sip on it, let us know what you think. Shout out to Bola. Thank you so much for your delicious Moscato.
Yes, definitely.
So I kind of was looking through some articles this week, and I saw something that, I don't know, it kind of made me, I didn't know how I felt about this. So apparently in a court case, a new precedent has been set. A judge sentenced a rapper who's based in Dallas, Nana. I've got to go check out some of his stuff. I personally have never
heard
of
him. I never heard
him.
I
don't know if he's local.
No. I was just trying to listen to it.
But apparently he went to court and he's 22. Okay. The judge totally set a precedent by using his lyrics to help give him 12 years.
Oh Lord. They gonna start locking up rappers left and right. If that's the case, come on, man.
You can't do that. I mean, if you're just trying to slow down the process, you know, make him happy.
That's jacked up.
Yeah, that's extra.
What's the rest of the story?
So yeah, mind you, okay, so he was in court. And they gave him a hefty sentence, as they said. We definitely will have this on Facebook. Yeah,
that was a sentencing.
So
he going to get like one sentence, and then they gave him more sentencing?
So basically, he was initially facing a 6-year sentence.
Okay.
And then the judge felt as though, you know, her quote was, "You're bragging about shooting a person. It's violence times 10 at every phase." And so she felt that given his violent lyrics, it justified a longer stay in prison.
He was already getting a six-year sentence.
Yes.
He was already
getting he already had the 6-year sentence.
What was the sentence for? The original? Or what was the start?
Drug-related crimes, cocaine distribution.
Oh, okay, so they found ways to prove. You know, I guess if you've already been, you know, if the judge already got
guilty.
You for that.
Of
yeah,
one,
yeah.
But 6
then
to 12,
doubled his sentence
very different.
Because of his dangerous rap lyrics?
Because you felt like the violent nature justified it.
I don't know how I feel about that. No, I definitely, I'm still not supporting that, but I can kind of see how that can get into a situation and probably stretch it out just for no reason. Because of the fact that he was already like being, you know, not ridiculed, but he was already, you know, caught of the crime of doing some type of drug.
He was already pleading guilty to one.
Yeah, basically. You know, I mean, so it's just an additive.
I'm mad about that.
But
though.
here's the crazy part.
What, you going to put Tony Ayo in jail? You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to put every rapper?
They're trying to get the money out of him now.
You going to put Scarface in jail?
Well, here's the part that I kind of felt was crazy. You've got a non-violent crime that he was going up for, drug charges.
Yeah, drug dealer.
His lyrics was about shooting a person, and that is a violent crime.
Oh, so there's no facts to that.
So your lyrics are a violent crime, you're not charged with one. Like, you
can't...
Hey,
homie, make sure your lawyer, you know, hear what you're talking about.
You need to appeal that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I would appeal that to yesterday.
Because,
like, right. he said, so what, you going to lock up Scarface? What, you going to lock... You know what I mean?
Are you going to lock up every rapper?
On that, you can lock up every rapper.
Right.
Who's that comedian we were listening to? You know, they talk... Was it Dave Chappelle? So it was somebody, how they be just confessing the stuff in their lyrics all the time.
But
I kill such and such on 34th and 6th.
Don't say that.
You know, why you talking like that?
That's right. Stop it. And now.
4:00 a.m. on the dot.
Don't be, right. Don't now be you might want to keep your mouth shut.
My license plate.
That's
was.
Terrible.
Right.
Don't be
here
scared
of
my
is.
Creative rappers that's out here that's know, really trying
that's
to
my
make
fear.
Something. Don't,
that's like taking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is not going to really happen, okay?
I hope not. I mean, this is a precedent.
That's like Arnold Schwarzenegger getting a year in jail for a DWI or something. But I'm going to add on 5 years because you killed 130 people in Commando. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Man. You can't do
and you
that.
Showed
it's
violence.
Real.
And it's like, you know, there's a creative license. As a songwriter, I'm kind of like, well, wow. Then what else can you... Because, like, that makes me really scared for DMX.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Because DMX talks about...
DMX
killed
someone he posed in his movie. In
I
his
mean,
music.
My gracious.
Oh, my goodness.
DMX would never get out of jail. You know? But on a happier note, there was something, you know, we'll keep you updated with that story. But so there was a study that was done in New Zealand, and y'all might really enjoy this. So they found that they did a 35-hour work week and did like a trial of it just to see what would happen.
35 hours.
So it basically was a four-day work week, right? Four-day work week. They found it was more productive and people had a better and healthier work-life balance. Because they say in, like, the U.S. and over here, during your full day of work, your 8 hours, you really do 2 hours of work.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's some people who actually, like, prefer to do a 12-hour work week.
Yes. Trip,
you know what I mean? So they can have like, that day off during the week. Because it does feel like it's an extra, like, little bit of, weekend going on. So I can kind of see that. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken... I think Google actually used that in their work program.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they get an opportunity during the day to have like some type of break to themselves.
I know they do nap rooms.
I'll tell you right now, I used to do 4 day work weeks and it was the greatest shift I ever had in my life. I did not want to leave it. The only reason I left it is because my girlfriend was living where we at now.
I got you.
And so that's the only reason I left that. But when I would do
it was good times.
I would do 4 10-hour days, a week.
Right.
And then you're doing your 3 day weekend. It's like you have your weekend, you know, your first 2 days are up. Then all of a sudden you realize you got a third day and you're like, wait a minute.
I have a real weekend.
It's like a legit, full everything. It's like a legit vacation every week almost. And you
Which
feel
is
refreshed.
Nice.
You know, you got that extra day during the week to maybe get some
stuff
done.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, I never wanted to leave that 4 day schedule. Ever.
Nah,
it
makes sense.
I don't blame you.
When I was in the military, I had a every other we would work 9 hours on a regular basis.
How many? But y'all worked every day in the military, though, right?
I mean, yeah, but like I also was National Guard, so I was active, but then it was also a time when I was just working for the government in uniform. So we had it working for the government over there in where was that? Over in Anacostia, not Air Force, but Navy Bowling Base. And 9 hours, I think, a day. And then every other Monday, I would be off. Like, that's kind of
that
like the government.
Beautiful.
Most of the governments, if I'm not mistaken, is either every other Monday or every other Friday, depending on.
So, you would get like a 4 day week every other week? It would be 4 days?
Yeah. And I mean, I would look forward. And not only me, but everybody would be like, is this our Monday? Like, they would literally, what?
It's great, man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
A great.
It changes your mindset.
It does. Because,
like, if you work, let's think, like, most millennials nowadays, they have 4 different jobs.
Yeah.
They work 7 days a week. If you knew that you could have one job that paid your life.
Yeah.
And you got a 3 day weekend every weekend. Like, Think of how much different your life would be.
You'd be out there spending more money. You'd be happy. You'd have more time to spend your money.
True.
Well, I mean, depends, you know. But that depends on what you choose to do. True. But then also, at the same time, look forward towards when it's like, let's say you off on Friday because it's a holiday, mm-hmm. and it's your Monday, too. So you really off your last day of work is mm-hmm. on Thursday.
That's
and you
beautiful.
Off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and whatever that holiday on Monday yeah. is. Mm-hmm. You don't have to return to work till Tuesday.
That's what's up.
Yeah. You definitely work differently amongst your 4 days
yes.
before that Friday comes.
Because you feel like you're not just working to pay for your life.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, like, what fun is it if you don't get to live it?
I can see that. I can see that. You get time to do some other stuff.
You get to live your life.
It makes a big deal when you have that extra day off. And a lot of times that extra day, if you don't have both weekend days off.
Right.
Yeah. Say you have 2 weekend days off, but you get a third day. You know, that third day could be anywhere within the week.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you have a time. You can go to the doctor.
You can get things done.
You can go to the grocery store. You can do whatever you want that third day.
Get that haircut on that Monday exactly, when ain't nobody at the barbershop.
Your whole mindset changes. Right.
Ain't nobody at the barbershop on Monday.
It's great.
Hairdressers ain't open on Monday.
Oh, God, that's only problem with that schedule, when I did it, I was on the overnight shift for a bit for 2 years.
Nah, I'm with you.
You needed that 3 days.
I go into work Wednesday night. At 9 p.m. and basically, you know, get off at 7 a.m. every day. So I go in at 9 p.m. Wednesday night, and I'd be done Sunday morning at 7 a.m. So from Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to Wednesday night at 9 p.m., I wasn't at work.
That's so nice. You got to actually live half the week.
You know what I mean? Even though it was overnight shit.
Nah, that makes a difference in your mentality with work. You're not just a regular robot.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to everybody who gets to live that 4 day work week. I'm trying to get where you are.
Appreciate what you're doing. Don't just be mad at your job and say you want to leave.
No, mm-hmm. fight for the rest of us to get it.
You know what I'm saying?
So I thought this week it would be really fun to play a game that I literally just came up with in my brain called What's Really Good?
What's Really Good? I like that.
So it's testing your knowledge. Before the game starts off, do we say What's Really Good? I mean,
I don't know. What's it called? What's the game about? I don't even know what the game is about.
It's about movies, pop trivia, pop culture, music.
All right, what's going on, everybody? We're going to take this time to play What's Really Good? Something like that.
Really? I love it. What's really good? I'm down.
I'll start off easy. Who played Doughboy in Boys in the Hood?
Who plays who?
Doughboy in Boys in the Hood.
Oh, I'm supposed to know
Ice Cube.
That.
There you go.
Right?
There
we go. Am I right? Am I wrong?
I was like, oh, she's trying to get us in trouble. She's trying to take our black cards from us and stuff. But no offense, these are things you should know. Don't worry, I know these exactly. Not all of them. Where's my phone at? No cheating. This is all general knowledge.
Okay.
General knowledge you're supposed to know?
Well, not even all black. I've mixed it in.
Where's the good time?
What's the next question?
I won't get you on that. Although you should know the top three episodes of Good Times if you're listening. Okay.
Everybody that's watched Dave Chappelle as younger now.
Hey.
Should know what the heck that is. You know, if you ain't from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, so if you're not from the 70s and 80s, what?
If you wasn't like 30 or 40 in the 70s and 80s.
You should know the words if you were 30 and 40 in the 80s.
You should have seen Dave Chappelle in the early 2000s.
And learn on your, hanging your in a child.
Y'all over here calling people out. Y'all know y'all calling people out.
I'm being good. I'm being good.
What's the next question?
What is Jay-Z's best-selling album?
All of them.
Ooh, that's a tough one. It was Jay-Z's best-selling album?
Best-selling album.
Not the black album.
That was a great album.
The double one was Blueprint, too.
No,
it's that first one. The one that got, it's a hard one.
Reasonable Doubt? Reasonable Doubt was his first
was
one
his
in
first
96.
Toy.
Oh, you talking about Hard Not Life album? That was volume two, which came out in 90.
It's the Reasonable album, right?
What do you say?
It's the Reasonable album.
98.
No, not Reasonable Doubt. You said the one that had Hard Not Life on it, which is
volume two. I was trying to think.
You stumbled upon the answer.
You was right, too, though.
It is volume two. That was 98. Hard Not Life, which came out in 98. You're right.
I know all this stuff.
5.4 million sold.
I respect his business.
But do you know how many?
Shout out to my man, Jay.
Number one albums he's got?
He got like more than Elvis, right? I think
I don't know.
Yeah, about to say all of his albums have been.
I know he's up there.
He's got
yeah.
14.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Is that more than Elvis, or is that more than
He
Beatles?
Has more number one. I want to say more number one albums than I think the Beatles have. Than like his is up there.
Yeah, he's up there. I'm pretty sure. His and I dad. Mean, he finds
one of my, or volume two.
That's
is
what
one
I was hoping
Jay-Z
you get.
Albums.
I knew it is.
He finds his way to stay relative, especially with that new song with Drake. So you know,
he
finds his way to be relative.
Why we beefing? You know, we're too hot.
We're grown
out right now. You know, we making all this money. Let's make money together. We double our money if we do it.
And then he's on tour right now with Beyonce
and his family.
That tour right now is just amazing.
It's getting ready to come to be more.
It's definitely motivated like Kanye and some other people to jump out there and do some stuff.
Poor Kanye went to the hospital for the flu, so we'll keep you posted on Kanye.
He had the flu? He had a summer flu?
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
I didn't know that either.
They took him
to the
hospital.
I actually stopped keeping track of the stuff that doesn't have to deal with the music.
Yeah,
nothing against Kanye.
I heard a diss track on Kanye
be who you are.
On my Spotify, on my Discover Weekly.
No.
Oh, man, who was that artist?
I had to look
like
it up.
Old school sounding rapper.
Oh no! What else you got?
All right.
He had like
well,
clips from when that dude on TMZ was calling him out. You know, and
he
like
used
all this
TMZ
that
clips in the song.
He sure did use that TMZ clip.
That's hilarious.
The one where the guy was like,
"Yeah,
I'm balls at you, Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a ball, Kanye."
I was like, "Wow,
wow, okay." Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Speaking of, you know. Beyonce on the Run Tour.
This is number three.
What year did Destiny's Child first single?
Daz Dillinger.
No, 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 no. The remix by Wyclef.
96.
Mr. UL. What year did it debut?
I mean, didn't he already give a year?
Am I right? Is it 90? It might be 97. I don't know. It might be 97.
The late 90s? Am I allowed to say that?
No.
I'm mad at you. No.
No.
See how my family treat me? That's cool.
Yeah, it was.
96.
It was 97. The album came out in 98.
I would rather be wrong as a team than be wrong by myself.
That's why I was like, it might be 97.
Okay.
It was Daz Dillinger. It's
that's
called,
the one.
True to the Game Part 2, Kanye diss.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Daz Dillinger. All
right. I'm going to have to check that out.
I was like, oh, he's going after Kanye. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, name the members of the Fugees. Y'all should be able to do this.
I know two of them.
Lauren.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We got Lauren.
And I know Will I Am.
We got Wyclef.
Was that the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, my goodness. Keep
That's
going.
The Black Eyed Peas,
that is the
right?
Black Eyed Peas.
Never mind.
We got Lauren Hill.
Wyclef.
Yeah, Wyclef is
that's what I meant. I meant Wyclef.
Ooh, I was right
more.
About some. I miss you. Well,
the mother two. You gonna? I'm at a
one.
Loss. Oh, the other one.
There's
I'm at
one.
A loss.
I will give you a hint.
Was it matter of fact, that's why they broke up. It's him.
He had a song with Maya. That was in the
Ja Rule.
I'm just nah, I'm
oh
joking.
My goodness,
I'm joking.
That was
Ja Rule.
That would be.
That's how you lose that card.
That is.
I'm joking. That was. A
it
joke.
Was prize.
No, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Wyclef Prize.
I haven't said
Lauren
his name. That's
I
what happens when you don't say
like
somebody's
lie,
name
you know,
in so long.
I
you
like
know.
Lauren, but I really went on the Fugees like that.
For
I don't
real?
Know. Not,
oh,
not enough
that
to like
first
know,
album,
crazy,
The Score?
I rock with you know? The Fugees. I rock with them.
I mean, they were good, but I wasn't. I don't know. I just didn't. I don't know.
It depends on what type of music you like, I guess.
Yeah.
I was in the eighth grade when that album dropped, and I remember we would like steal it out of each other's lockers. Like, that was.
That's when I really.
That was my album.
Really rocking with Wyclef. Left at that time.
Now this one,
Killing Me
what
Softly was big.
Ooh, Killing Me Softly. I
huge,
use that for some
know?
Auditions. That got me
but
good.
But you know, I'm all about that Roberta Flack. You know, I'm old school when it comes to that song. You
the
know,
crucial.
Everybody talking about, oh, Lauryn Hill, Lauryn Hill. Nah, Roberta Flack when it
the
comes
original.
To Killing Me Softly. Oh,
touche,
yeah.
My friend. Mm-hmm. She killed it. Don't get me wrong, but
I know,
Roberta Flack
did a thing. Lauryn Hill is one of the greatest of all time. Yeah. I mean, she only did that one album.
Oh,
and the Unplugged, I guess, if you want to count that.
I tell you.
What's the next one?
All right. So this one is one of my favorite hip hop facts. This rapper turned actor signed a deal that would now be unheard of, of 10 albums.
LL Cool J.
With Jeff Jam at the beginning of the career of his career to gain ownership of his album.
Even if she finished it, I wouldn't have been there. I'm gonna go with LL.
You don't know that one. You don't know that one.
I'm gonna go with LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. That was easy.
I'm gonna go with LL just because
he signed a 10 album deal so that he would have ownership of his masters at the end. And so.
And he wore one pants later.
Oh, yes, he did. And LL now
owns all of his masters. Don't get me wrong.
All of his masters.
I know LL be acting and stuff. Now, he kind of like that Will Smith, but he was probably more prolific than Will Smith when it overall rapping career.
Yeah,
nowadays, if he was
styles.
Born after like 2000,
you don't even know
like
he was
95,
a rapper.
You probably don't even realize LL was a rapper.
No.
You know?
That's a good point. Like, you don't even know like Will Smith was a rapper.
When I was a young kid, Will Smith was on the radio rapping about
he got that summertime. Like, when that joint comes on,
it
comes on every year. I'm saying, like, it consistently comes on every year.
It ain't summer till it's played.
Until it's played.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but that was Will
like
Smith.
Officially
and a lot of folks
come. So
expect, shoot, you could be born in the 90s and not realize Will Smith was a rapper.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's true, but just because of the fact that.
I mean, he put out an album like 2000.
That summer, he just recently, either he's working on an album now or he actually just put one out. But just because of the fact of how powerful that summertime song is,
it's classic.
It plays every year,
every
as
year
it
on every radio
every
station,
as
year.
It should. It is
on
not
every
summer.
Radio station. So with that, I think Will kind of get a little, you know,
he gets
a legend.
Any the first,
but LL,
any the first
I can
one ever
see
win
with some Grammy. I can see with some people would like it. You know, what I mean,
Will Smith was the first
rapper
to get a Grammy.
I didn't know. Yeah,
LL was prolific too, though. He was.
Nah, he was from like he was good for his time.
84 was his first
he was
album,
good
86.
For his time, definitely.
But his time like reigned for like LL time was like 15 years.
Definitely
rapping.
Give his respect and honors. But I like those people who know how to stay relative. And Will Smith gets to stay relative through his kids, and that's amazing.
But LL, I think is definitely. I think he is a
he
kind of
transcended.
Career.
No, yeah, he changed.
He got the rap part.
Yeah.
He's a rap legend.
He is.
I think he's more of a rap legend than Will Smith, to be honest with you. And
because nobody signed.
He
signed a deal with Rick Rubin.
Actor.
And like,
he's been acting like, you know, for years now.
Yeah.
He's still
oh
on
my
TV.
Goodness,
I
he
saw him on TV
been.
The other day on one of them shows. I'm like, he still do that?
He's on NCIS.
Was it CSI or something like that? I don't know. It's one
he's
them.
On one of those with Chris O'Donnell.
And, yeah.
But yeah, LL was like on in your TV every week. You know, as
for years,
because ladies love Cool J.
I didn't even know because I don't watch TV like
cool
that.
Cool
no
J.
Okay, so can you name me two TLC songs? They were just at Artscape.
Rain, some with the rain.
You know what?
Really, not rain.
Y'all can
dog.
Play kind of as a
and then
not rain.
Something
dog.
And,
no,
some, and
no.
something when
that's, no,
what,
not rain.
Work
it's,
together
it's a
on
kind
this
of water.
One, fellas.
I'm not gonna tell him. It's a different kind of water.
Nah, you're supposed to say it. She challenging both of us.
You can work together on
but
two
I know
TLC
waterfalls.
Songs.
That's
okay.
right. You ain't talking about
don't
rain. You talking about
waterfalls.
Water.
I said
something
with the rain. I was
about rain.
And then some when it was all in red. When everything, when the whole video was red.
What about that one where they were talking about dudes and stuff?
What was the radio?
Don't be a scrub.
Video when they was
no scrub.
No scrub.
I don't want no scrub.
Scrub is a guy can't get no love from
I'm so glad that they actually some guy came out and actually made a song.
I don't
to,
want no the pigeons.
The pigeon song.
Yes.
I don't want no pigeons.
That was crazy. I remember that.
But what's
well
the one
done.
With that's what's the one when they was all in like nightgowns and it was like the whole background was red.
Red light special.
Yo, yeah.
All through
there we
the
go.
Night.
I know I ain't
yes.
I was about to keep on going too.
I remember I gave my sixth grade boyfriend a cassette tape of Creep. You
there
probably shouldn't do that, ladies. Don't give your man a CD talking about cheating. Don't do it. I was young.
Is that and I creep?
Yeah, just creeping on the down low. Oh, that was a good album.
TLC was huge.
That's how we know
and
women
we lost
are vicious. I always say women. Hey, when, you know, I love my women, but I know y'all vicious too.
Everybody
we gotta
vicious,
be.
Dog. They all vicious.
Nah, everybody, but no, nah, they're like wise vicious. Men ain't wise vicious. They vicious.
We're wise
vicious. Wise vicious. It's like you say it's okay with whatever they do.
There's
you know,
was it Sexy Hot and Vicious? That's an old Salt and Pepper album.
Sexy Hot and Vicious,
something like that.
I missed that.
Oh, that was my album. See, my favorite song though, I'll was, Take Your Man. That's
see,
my jam.
And this is what I'm saying, this is what they used to say, and we wasn't like really saying anything.
We just,
we just listen to it and sing
we're
it
like,
back with
oh,
them.
That's cute.
But they actually telling you what they doing and they
telling
us.
You and they
yes.
teaching
doing
it to the generation.
Your man
wise vicious
I feel like
wise vicious. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be dumb vicious.
You realize they doing it.
That's Cardi, how you get caught.
Cardi B said it. You know what I'm saying? Who said it? What's the other chick? Dang, I haven't said her name in so long.
Nikki?
Yes, thank
you. No, that's cold.
Nikki, I am sorry. I just haven't said your name in a long time.
We've been drinking.
I respect everything. I respect everything you do. I respect all of it.
I just trying to walk.
I haven't
like
said your name.
Trump.
Walk it back.
What I meant to say was
Nikki said she was like, you know, when a dude ain't doing right or if the boyfriend ain't doing right, that you turn around. Fuck the best friend and turn him into a yes man.
Ooh. I mean, she did describe, that's a description of what she
but
to
that
do.
Is a description of
she letting you
know. Need to
what,
listen.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know, your best friend may be like, he looking at your girl on the low, but he ain't ever really tell you that
he
one
gonna
day.
He going to wait till you mess up?
You know, you go, you just dropping her off somewhere just because you say you're dropping her off somewhere and she like raise up a leg or something. She just do
you
something
know what?
Different. Because she could do it. She can do it.
She shouldn't.
And then, you know, now you know the guy probably don't want to say nothing. But she's just like, I know you're not going to say nothing, so it's okay. If it was the other way around now, see what I'm saying? That's that wise vicious.
Wise vicious. I don't know if I go sign all
that. That's wise vicious.
They be spitting stuff.
WVs.
Beating women
shout
over
out to
notes.
My WV ladies out here, because, you know, just know that, you know.
Be wise.
You got somebody out here paying attention. I read the
it's
right
cool,
books.
Cool, hot, and vicious. That's the album.
Think like a man or think like a woman and see what she's thinking about.
What? Oh my goodness. Okay.
My bad.
Can you finish this lyric?
Probably.
Like we do this all the time. I go for mine. I gotta shine.
Is that Kanye and the other T-Pain?
What's the line?
What is
do you
it?
Need
is that
me
on, am
going?
I right on the song? Am I right
going?
On the song?
Like we do this all the time.
Like we do to this time. I play for my shot and throw your hands up in the sky.
I don't know.
Ding
this
ding 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 ding.
I know because I heard the words kind of like immediately hit like the what's the name?
Like we do this all the time. I go for mine. I gotta shine. But throw your hands up in the sky. Very well done. I'm a touch in the sky.
Is that from Kanye's old school?
That's good life, man.
Living. No, that's Best Life. I'm thinking of Best Life off of Cardi B's album.
You already in new words.
Best Life?
You're losing points. You ain't going to say a card. It's like driving. Like,
I'm losing my point because of a Kanye song? What?
It's not a Kanye song. It's a Kanye and a T-Pain.
It is.
And it's about good life.
He goes for his.
I was this was before I got ready to go to Iraq. I was listening to this.
Because that song was the hit.
I missed that song. Maybe I didn't, but maybe y'all sing it so poorly.
Nah, the way they
yeah,
back to I know,
song
I know,
really?
Like I'm very poor. I
love
know
on
mine
TV,
is poor.
Mama.
But I did that.
How
about
but
this
that? Is how you singing in the beginning when you don't know the song anyway. When it's somebody turned up the speakers real good, you be like, you just you acting like you know just, the song, but you know you don't know it.
I don't know why I missed that one. I don't know because I'm
don't worry.
Been on my hip hop game for a minute.
There's more. We'll
no,
get there.
No, it's definitely my hip hop game at that
there
point.
Was more than
I missed
one,
that.
It was something. There was more than one of something that's close. To it, so that's why you it even is. Thought about Best Life.
Maybe I know
that's you why, were like, no, no. I'm on Cardi, you know.
Cardi be on the way home from work today, it was kind of funny. I like
she's
Cardi.
On all
she
the time,
right. She be doing it.
Oh, congratulations
Cardi,
yeah. On the baby.
I was like, okay,
did she give birth already?
She did,
yeah.
Oh, wow,
she gave birth what, last this week, a
couple
last
weeks
week?
Ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
congratulations.
Can you name two members of NSYNC?
Yeah, that's easy. Come on, if you our age. If you're in your 30s, you should be able to do this.
You
like,
should.
Easy.
Which is why this is a question.
If you, whatever.
So, what is it like?
If you watch TRL
Justin.
One time, you would know everybody in NSYNC.
The original
I don't know
TRL.
If P-Hat is really helping me or if he's challenging me more to see what my mind
let's
is.
Let's see if you know this.
We're not
know,
doing this teamwork.
Do
I don't think when you're in a team, you're supposed to take turns, but it's okay. so I did say Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
I know that was
ding,
one.
Ding,
he
ding,
said
ding.
I was
there's
definitely
one.
A fan of NSYNC growing up.
I was. They use their harmonies better.
You got to know that.
Although Backstreet Boys
have to be a fan.
I did not like Backstreet Boys because me and my friends we used to compete.
Really?
We were competing. He liked Backstreet and I liked NSYNC.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Pause. Because growing up we ain't know no better, but I thought NSYNC was better. He thought Backstreet.
We're
and we used to always go
here.
Back and forth. So Justin Timberlake like and who anyway. Else? Who's the other person?
You got Justin, obviously, and then Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
That's how I know him, because it's okay. The fat one.
Ding, ding,
Joey, it's Joey Fatone, but just spells fat.
If
one.
You've ever right. watched and Adult then, Swim, they do, what is it, Robot Chicken? They call him the fat one.
Exactly. And then you got the bass singer. And
Lance
his name
Bass.
Is Lance Bass.
It was.
Oh, yeah, Lance. I remember Lance. Lance. I remember Lance.
Was it J.C. Chavez?
Ooh,
or like that? Chavez.
He hit for the win. Wait, you need one more.
You said only two.
I know he's overachieving
here. Oh, okay, since he's overachieving.
As he pours another glass.
I'm pouring
for
a little
friend.
Glass for my boy over here. Hold on one second.
Do you know the last name? The last
love,
name? You said,
I love the sound effects.
Justin,
yes,
JC,
it sounds great.
Lance,
so you got JC, yeah,
Joey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's one more. And I'll even let you just say his first name.
All right. Justin, Lance.
You're so funny. Joey.
Joey, the fat one.
JC.
Lance Bass. Timberlake. And Timberlake and the JC dude were the pretty
ones.
It
was like one,
the
two.
Ones on
yeah,
the
they were the pretty ones. And then there was that other one.
He
the other
TV,
dude.
He got
Chris.
Black
show.
Hair. Yeah. I
he's on a TV show right now.
Who?
The one I think we talking about. Didn't he have his own little show?
Which one? Who?
I'm trying to say his name, but I'm saying. No, I'm saying, am I right with the
or Lance? Lance was
Lance
on like a
no. Lance he disappeared
he
on.
No,
to
Lance was on a show.
He
was on
a
talk
space.
Show.
No,
for a while.
I'm confused now. Maybe
y'all are fine.
Chris is the one
far.
That was like kind of.
He was the high pitched singer.
He was number five.
I wasn't. I didn't call him out in so long. Who is it? Come on,
Chris.
Teamwork. I already did.
His name
I
was
said,
Chris. His name, the fifth
oh,
was
it was
name is Chris.
Chris.
Yeah,
oh, I thought y'all was actually calling Mr. UL.
No. Right. The last one's name was Chris.
Oh, okay. I was right. Very well done. Okay, since you can do that, can you name the members of New Edition?
You
should
be
able to do this.
I mean, that was like some women stuff when I was
no,
growing up.
Get your life
you know,
together.
As a young man, you know, I wouldn't own them like my wife might be or
whatever.
Something like that.
I might be able to sing a song.
But Bobby Brown.
Can you stand the rain?
Obviously Bobby.
Uh-huh.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
I might give you
that's
that.
That's five. And what, Brian McKnight?
That is not five, you non-count.
That's four. I mean,
that's
four. And Brian McKnight. No. It was one of the McKnights. No. It was a What'd you say?
Nothing.
It was okay, so Bobby Brown. Belle Biv DeVoe. And what's his name? He's famous. He was the most famous one. He was the most famous one. They brought him in afterwards. I'm trying to think of the movie.
I would have said Bobby first
just to give you
he
help. But the rest of it,
the DMV.
Like,
yeah, it's what's the name? It's not McKnight. It's
John.
I believe in you.
John
Legend. No.
Johnny
Mathis. Johnny Gill.
Ding, ding, ding. There okay, go, Johnny Mathis is like 80 years old, and my mom loves him.
Oh, no, I said Johnny Mathis. Johnny Gill.
Because my mother loves
him. I'm like, Johnny Gill, the most famous one? Or like, you know, older
now,
famous?
You forgot. Okay, so you got Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Belle Biv DeVoe, consisting of Ricky Bell,
mm-hmm.
Ronnie DeVoe,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Bivins.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Johnny Gill.
Mm-hmm.
There's still...
Are there six people in?
Technically. Because when Bobby Brown left, they brought in Johnny Gill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
right. But who was the main singer on a lot of the songs? Super high pitched. Candy Girl. Like super high pitched. He also sang Sensitivity.
I need a girl with sensitivity.
Come on.
A girl like
at least we
me.
Sing your song.
Somewhere who can love.
I feel like I'm helping by singing the song.
Ralph,
so I know the song.
Ralph Tresvant.
There you go. Oh, I was about to say, if you got in sync,
I got four of the six.
P Hat is going to be the famous one. I told you. They're going to be like, I want to know where P Hat is.
I guess. Right. They ain't
okay.
going to never see my face. I'm never going to tell y'all who
that's
I
what
I
he
am.
Says.
He likes to be an incognito.
I'm anonymous. Until
they become famous
and
they looking for
P
Hat.
All that crap.
We want to see P Hat.
No, I will say.
Never going to see me.
This next one might be quite difficult. You have to finish this lyric.
This be the one that I actually get, right?
Now, would you like me to do it or would you like me to say it?
I would like you to challenge us with your game.
Oh, okay. When I'm alone in my room, I hear my conscience call.
Ooh, when I'm alone in the room, I hear my conscience call. I was
so what's
there.
The question?
What you gotta finish the lyric.
The oh.
When I'm alone in the room.
I feel my conscience call.
I know the song.
You
I
better.
Know Oh, is this LL too?
There you go.
Okay, now,
I did kind of mess up the lyric. I'm sorry. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Telling me
I'm
I
saying,
need a girl. Yeah. Sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I think I need love.
I need a girl.
No, I need love.
I need love. I told you this was going to be the one I got right.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I want that love like
well
that either.
Well done,
so
UL.
What is the name of our game?
What's
really good?
Oh.
You ain't got no more?
Oh, I do.
No, she got more. I just wanted to remember what the game was.
What's
love?
What's really good? I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
What's really good?
Telling me I need a girl who's sweet as a dove.
Hey, you don't know about that.
Hey.
I see I need love.
What's love got to do with it?
Oh, that was on this weekend.
What's the movie about? Who was love got to do with it?
Who was it? What's that about?
No, not P-Hat, but UL. Who? What's love got to do with it?
What's
that movie.
What's love got to do
Come
with
on,
it?
Come on, who sang
who,
it?
Who's the,
it?
Who's that? The song slash movie? What's the movie? Who's that movie about?
Who is it about? Was it about Whitney?
Oh. Come on.
That wasn't even part of the question. I'm asking. That's my question. I just came on top of my head.
She was rolling on the river, man.
You're supposed to be on my team.
Rolling on the river. Ike Turner beat the mess out of her.
But then she whooped his butt in the back of that limo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know her. That's the crazy hair woman.
That was, yeah, there you go.
Tina. It is, but
like,
the legs
know
are
that,
steel.
You don't know it. I'm like, if I say Ike Turner,
no,
and you still don't get Tina, you don't know it. Yeah. So I'm going to just tell you the answer.
That movie was on this weekend. I was like, man, I love this movie.
So I was still right there. It took a little extra help, but that was right.
I said, Ike Turner, all you need to do is one word.
So?
Tina.
That wasn't part of the game.
Well, yeah,
that's
really
good,
P-Hat? That's before all our times.
What's really good?
What's good?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Who sold more albums, Tupac or Biggie?
Well, shoot. Biggie only had two albums. I mean, I'm going to go with Tupac.
Okay.
Because Tupac had like 38 albums after he died.
He's off the coast somewhere chilling.
I mean, that dude got so many albums.
He would be correct. Seven of his 11 albums came out after he died.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, so
much. He's much more prolific than Big. Biggie.
He has sold over 75
Biggie myself.
Million.
I prefer Biggie.
I'm an East Coast.
But
East Coast, dang. Baby.
Biggie, his repertoire wasn't that big.
That's
he died
his canon's very
soon.
Short.
Yeah, huh?
He has 58 million.
That's why he's the greatest because
I'm
you know,
an East Coast baby.
He never had a chance to go to
all
get
day,
weak.
Every day.
Yeah, I'm East Coast baby.
East Coast baby.
Speaking about
how many
East
albums
Coast
you say?
Situation.
What's
so Tupac has over 75 million sold, whereas Biggie only has 58 million.
Oh, okay.
That's still a lot.
But like when I read 7 of 11 of his albums came out after he died, I was like, dang, yo.
But I figure they make these. I mean, if that's what your job is and that's really what you love, you're making music every
like
day.
Prince with the vote.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely respect Drake for how he does because he says it. He's like, I got it ready whenever.
DJ I'm ready
Khaled,
to go
DJ
with
Khaled
it.
Says it too. Like, he's like, I got music. So whenever. So, you know, I can see how that kind of happens, you know.
You got a book just hiding in the house.
Ready.
I got so many books of lyrics. Good gracious.
Know, if somebody says this, play this one. Let that one go out. Boom.
Right.
They're making music all day.
Can you name 5 Samuel L. Jackson movies, but they cannot be Marvel?
5 Samuel L. Jackson movies that's not Marvel?
Yes.
Yeah, because that would be unfair.
What's that
if you
first
just
said one?
Marvel.
What's the first one with the Caucasian?
What?
With the Caucasian?
What?
Yeah, oh, you talk about
Black and Yellow.
You talk about with Gina Davis.
Black and Yellow.
The Caucasian.
No, you talk about Long Kiss Goodnight.
No.
That was my movie.
Right? But that's not what I'm talking
about.
You talking
about Long Kiss Goodnight?
About chefs
I'm talking
do
about
that.
Pimp. What? Not Pimp, but Pulp Fiction.
Ding, ding.
Oh, that
there's
one.
Ah,
well, Mr. UL
no,
got that.
Two, I Bam! Said Long Kiss
oh,
Goodnight.
Sorry. Two. Oh, we're on a team now.
Now he want to be on the team. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Pulp Fiction, obviously.
Okay,
we just
that's
watched one
two.
This weekend. Jurassic two. Park.
3.
25 years ago.
You better hold
crazy.
On to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
He smoked that whole movie.
He had a cigarette hanging out the bottom
X.
of his lip. Triple X. He was in Triple X?
Oh, he was.
All
I
of
believe.
Them.
Really?
Bam! Mr. UL.
Okay, that's 4. Snakes on the Plane. We can go back to old school. You can go back to old school Spike Lee joints, like School Days.
That's why I said Pulp Fiction off the old school.
School Days was before that. Oh, yeah, yeah, school day. He played a crackhead or something like that. He was in
No, he was in Do the Right Thing.
He was in Do the Right Thing, too. I think he was.
Was he? I don't think he was in school
day. I feel like he played a crackhead in school days, too.
Yeah, Samuel, he definitely done his work.
Did he not play in school days? Was he not a crackhead in that as well? No, they were. Am I getting all my Spike Lee? Look it up. Look it up. Look it up.
I am.
He's not in school days?
I don't believe he is.
Well, I thought he was in a different.
That's like the one movie he was not in.
He was more than one. It's okay, P. Hat.
Spike Lee movie back in the 80s.
No one's going to judge you.
He was. Right. You got to your five. Though, real, give me though. One more.
You said five.
You should have said 10.
You said five.
I mean, my goodness.
What? You know how many? You know how many Triple X movie came out? So you, technically,
I'm gonna tell you. You pulled. That was 2002.
I mean, he's been in how many Quentin Tarantino movies? I mean, exactly. The one where he was like the house Negro.
Django.
Django. He was in that.
He was in Kill Bill too.
He was in Kill Bill too.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
What was he in Kill Bill too? He was. Yeah.
You know, yeah. He just be walking through. I follow
those type of movies. Is what he does good in.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
he's always good.
The Negotiator. He's really good.
Wow, when you took out Marvel though, that just lets you know how much work he's really done.
He's got more than like anyone else.
Is he on? I saw a thing just yesterday about M. Night Shyamalan's movie Unbreakable.
Yep.
He was in Unbreakable. They're coming out with a sequel to Unbreakable called Mr. Glass or something like that.
They're coming out to a sequel to Mission Impossible. Did y'all see that?
There's the 90th sequel. They are riding this thing till the wheels fall.
Why not?
Did y'all see the thing when he jumped out the plane? Like, what's the name? Jumped out of a plane.
Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Tom Cruise does all his own stunts.
Yeah, I know.
And he did these halo jumps where you jump from like 30,000 feet up. They said they did like 100 halo jumps.
That's crazy.
You can only do like one a day because you have to get the right perfect time.
I'm pretty sure he's not
jumping out of planes.
I'm pretty sure he's not the only one that does it. And you know, if
you jump out of a plane,
if you get an opportunity, he ain't the only one jumping out of a plane.
With his actor, $100 million actor,
and being like, I mean, as an actor, but
what if you just really like that excitement?
He does. Yeah,
his insurance. So now
you become, you know, that average person who goes and does those exciting things. Like it reminds you of Triple X.
Yeah, but you got to do all his like crazy stunts, like jumping from a plane last. Yeah.
Regular folks ain't doing
getting
halo
all
jumps.
His walking
regular
around.
Folks out of
well, that's
10,
what I'm saying.
Feet.
So he's above that average.
Yeah, he's going
above
25,000
feet. He's definitely above
feet.
Average, and Tom Cruise would always be known as one of the top.
Yeah, because we saw some making of thing for this new Mission Impossible, and it was crazy the stuff he was doing.
Always
crazy. And he's getting old too, still doing that stuff.
He's not his Days of Thunder or Casino. Days of Thunder.
He takes care of himself and his, you know what I'm saying, what he does. So he's able to do what he does. He shows what taking care of yourself can do.
Yes. Hopefully. Yeah. You know, eat right, live right.
Yeah, you know.
No, I know a movie I was thinking of for Samuel L. Jackson. It wasn't School Days.
It was not.
It was Coming to America.
Thank you.
Man, that's what I'm thinking of. Remember
but he was
to
ready.
When he,
I remember.
When he,
I love
he
that movie.
He robs the joint and,
yeah.
You know, what's the name, beat him up. Eddie Murphy beats him
they
up.
They had a discussion about whether was life was funnier America. Than Coming to America. And I was
who
like,
what?
No.
Who had that conversation? Whoever said
on the radio.
Whoever said life is funnier than Coming to America, you slap.
I disagree.
See.
With things that ain't a hand.
Coming to America, hilarious. Really be.
Coming to America is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, you can sit
says.
Back and watch that with any age group and they will.
Anyone
everybody
laugh,
will love and enjoy
it. Exactly. It's a great.
It
that's
makes
when
me
you
cry
really try
before,
to.
Yes. Yeah, like that, it comes on.
And that's one of the movies I've seen recently and like have confirmed.
Yes.
It is a great movie.
It still holds up.
Still holds up.
Yeah, definitely.
All these years later.
Talking like a big dog.
It makes a difference. It makes
that was what year was it? That was 88, 87? What year was that? 85? No, it was 80.
Yeah, it was in the '80s.
We'll have to look.
Because yeah, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson been walking through these movies for a real long time,
and that's literally what he does. Mm-hmm. He walks through movies.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love him for it.
That's a good question.
Oh, I totally do. Mm-hmm. I have
oh,
to find
what's
out.
Going on?
Coming
Longest
to America was 1988.
88. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll agree. When I tell you, that's one of Eddie Murphy's greatest.
It really
I'm sure.
Is. It really
besides
is.
His stand-ups.
Like,
but
that
as far
and
as
Harlem Nights.
Stand-ups in the 80s are great, too.
Yeah.
Oh, untouchable.
I have a tape. Yeah, like, one of his stand-ups on tape from like 1981.
He took what he was doing in pride and what he was doing and really
and
showed
hilarious.
That difference. Mm-hmm. I was in Iraq watching Eddie Murphy stuff.
Oh, that's yeah, what
you
watch.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah.
Talking about back in the day.
All right.
And after coming off of New Edition, what young boy group sang Aisha?
That's easy. I think UL might be a little too young for this one.
You just say it's easy and then you're going to point it over to me.
Would it help you
might
to
as
say
well
it.
Just say it.
Aisha.
Shanisha. I was gonna see if you knew it. I didn't want to take your shine.
My shine. We on the team.
Oh, we on the team?
You're so funny. Okay, you throw him under the bus and then you want to be a team.
I thought we was in competition. I don't know. My bad.
This is so funny.
But Aisha, because I think I was in fifth grade when this song came out. I do
maybe. I think I was in third. Yeah.
Something like that. I know. Yeah.
We are truly the show Grown and Sexy.
I was in one of them elementary school years when that song came. Aisha is another bad creation.
Come on.
ABC.
Because you couldn't have told me I wasn't going to marry Lil Dave. You are right. Yes. All right,
good.
Aisha. So glad to meet you. School, y'all hanging with the teacher.
It was like, you are the girl that I never had.
Go ahead.
And I want to get to know you better.
Do you know who their producer was?
Sipping real good right now. Make sure you all are sipping real good right now.
Shout out to Bola.
I was still in Houston when that came out. So I was young. I was a kid.
There was young P-Hat running them streets on a bike.
I was born in the 80s. I ain't going to lie. I was born in the 80s. I'm an early millennial.
Do you remember who their producer was?
I don't think I was paying attention to the producers at that time. It was like Bell Biv DeVoe and them. It was one of them cats. It was like Bivens or somebody.
It was Bivens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
ABC, BB.
The East Coast Family. Yes! ABC, BBD. ABC was another bad creation.
The East Coast Family.
A sip to that.
Oh, yes. I love it. Because they talk about it in Boys to Men song. Motown Philly. Yep. They're all linked. They were all a family.
You know, Philly has put out a lot of good artists.
Oh, Philly is the home of the roots. Jill Scott. Jazzy Fat Nasties. If you don't know Jazzy Fat Nasties, get on that. Okay. Here's testing some of your R&B. We're going to get ready to wrap it up.
This is where I lose.
You're once. Come on. Twice.
Three times a lady. A lover. Lady?
Come on.
Three times a lady.
No, that was right.
Okay.
Three times somebody. That's Luther.
That's not Lupe.
I said Luther.
Come on.
That's not Luther? Oh.
No, that's your boy,
Richie. Richie Lionel. There you go. Richie Lionel.
Well, Luther was around that time,
he
too.
That might have been Big Luther back then.
As far as R&B go, I think Luther's the GOAT.
Most times I hear songs, I'm quicker to say Luther because it's Luther.
But you got to say it with like Luther.
You got to say it with Luther?
With Luther.
Marvin Gaye. One of the two. Let's go. Every answer.
Have you ever seen Marvin Gaye sing the 1983? He sang it like the basketball all-stars.
The national anthem, I was just about to tell you, it's like 30 minutes long.
So y'all know that I used to play basketball. Y'all know I used to play basketball, right?
Yeah.
So playing basketball, that was part of it. You had to like stand up. Everybody had to stand up.
Yep.
And it was doing. And we was like, don't play the Marvin Gaye one.
Cause wait a minute.
Please don't play it. Not saying that we don't like the song. I'm talking about every game.
Come on now. Cause when you put a beat behind.
3 minutes long.
Right. You can't put no beat track behind the national anthem.
And then the end of it goes, bing.
Right.
And
he made it a song.
This is not even the hype. Like, you just messed up my whole mentality.
Right. I can't even play game now.
Like, being hype. Like, I just finished listening to whatever that got me all hype. And then now I'm like.
Now I'm feeling sexy.
All I'm saying is, the only time you ever gonna see some panties thrown onto the floor during the national
anthem. Marvin Gaye.
I mean, Marvin, he got it.
Balls and panties. Definitely.
Like I said, I'm not taking away that he's one of the greatest. I'm just saying, like, that's.
That specific song didn't do well too much for the young basketball players at that time. By the end of the song, there's probably four people in the stands.
That was the spangled banner for the ladies.
It was.
All right, I got one. So who's the greatest? Well, it's just kind of opinion. Everybody should know this, especially that we black.
You know,
the greatest.
See how you said
the greatest Star Spangled Banner.
It ain't Mr. UL doing
ever.
It, y'all.
Is it Whitney?
The greatest. Yeah. Thank you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Any other answer is unacceptable. The greatest.
I would have said.
Star Spangled Banner ever.
I would have said Moscato.
What?
Is it Bolo?
The greatest Star Spangled Banner ever.
When I say Bolo, you say Moscato.
At the Super Bowl.
It was.
Star Spangled Banner.
Hands down.
Can't take her. She put her foot in that. Rest in peace.
You ready for the last question?
Last question.
What's really good? This is a finish the lyric. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Oh.
I know it's a Disney film. Show you the world.
Oh,
it's Aladdin.
I hadn't seen. If you had to sing it, that got me
all.
But
you know
that song,
no,
right?
I know it. No, definitely know.
Say the lyrics again. What is it?
I can show you the world.
Yeah, yeah, that would have did it
shining,
for me. That would have said Aladdin off the break.
Splendid. This may be
hard.
I don't
know the lyrics. I don't know.
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I never got that.
I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder.
I don't know the words of this song.
Over, sideways, and under.
Sounds like sex to me.
On a magic carpet ride, a whole new
world.
A fantastic point of view. No one tell us no, really, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world. Next one, a dazzling place.
I don't know any
words.
Once you get past a whole new world, I'm lost.
I've been trying to do the remix for this song. We about to do the remix for that.
It's crystal clear.
Let's go, AC.
That now I'm in a whole new world with you.
With you.
And you got to do that Regina Bell, Peebo, Bryson version.
With you.
You know what's funny?
I don't know.
I was listening to an R&B song today.
We're going
to
do it, though.
We the only ones that take every song to church and like a love song. Yeah. Like a pop song. You don't ever hear, oh, yeah, yeah. Baby, yeah, yeah. Like,
I said, it ain't the because it ain't the Holy Ghost on
that's
on
true.
The regular music.
We
got to
put a little tambo on it.
On what is it? It's not civilian. What's
they
the word?
They got mad at Ray Charles when he did it.
What's the word that's for the stuff that ain't religious? I was about to say
secular.
Secular.
Yeah, secular. It ain't sec.
Or as my cousin says, the worldliness.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
worldly.
That. Yeah.
It's all the worldly music.
Yeah. It can't be the Holy Ghost if it, you know, if it's secular.
Touche.
Yeah,
touché.
Everything. But it's all Holy Ghost. Because
it's got
that
a
song,
Jesus in it.
You know, I was just ready to get down in a whole new world.
You were. Y'all so silly.
That was a fun game. We played
so,
game
for thanks for playing What's Really Good.
Or What's Really Good.
Hopefully we got you on some of them trivias and threw you back to some old throwback jams.
Definitely.
And some good memories.
Definitely.
I might have to watch Aladdin
again.
That
would like
just
once
saying.
A month or something.
I'm down.
I'm down. What?
We
especially if it's going to make me start singing.
That's what's up.
A whole new world may open
I thought
up.
I could lose my black card.
He had don't know, you know, if he's supposed to be teens
right.
or not, but it's all good,
though. He threw you under the bus a couple times.
I still claim him.
Then it was like, okay, we teens.
See, he already there. I claim him. I still claim here. This is Mr. UL.
Shout out to Bolo Moscato. Thank you so much. Don't forget to check out our Thursday Throwback Jam.
Oh, yeah.
On our social media and our Facebook page.
Where's that at?
So our social media on IG is Black B Media.
Love it.
You can always catch Mr. UL on Instagram as well.
Always, yeah. Unique Legacy _UL1 or also with the clothing line, Unique Legacy Apparel, you already know. Or you can check out the website, www.uniquelegacy.com. But that's Mr. UL, and this is what we do.
I love it. For all things Wine Your Mind Happy Hour, check out BlackBeeMediaLLC.com. And don't forget our Facebook page. Our Wine Your Mind Happy Hour group on Facebook. We keep you up to date with all of the stories that we're talking about and all of the drinks that we're enjoying. Send us a shout out of what you're drinking, and we hope you had
and
a good time.
And I hope you having a whole new world.
Where can you find P-Hat?
Y'all don't even think about it.
P-Hat doesn't want to exist, but then he gets mad when he doesn't get told if he doesn't exist.
I know where y'all can find me.
I still claim him.
Here.
Right.
Chilling in the cut.
So everybody, you know, as you enjoy our episode today, I want you all to have a whole new world.
A whole new
place. Yeah, ain't no Mr. UL got that. Yeah.
Or you can go.
I'll still keep my day job. Don't worry about it, but I'll do this on
the
low.
Kiss the girl, my jam.
Kiss that girl. Sha la 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 la. Don't be bad, you dog.
Oh, Lord. Alright, y'all, I done started some stuff, man. Thank y'all for always for listening.
I'm going into
the
Disney vault this week.
Always.
We went into the Jurassic Park vault this
past
week.
Yes, we did.
We watched 3 or 4 Jurassic Parks.
And I want you to know, my theory still reigns true. After every Jurassic Park, Why were those dinosaurs still alive? All I'm saying.
And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and holler at everybody, and we will talk to y'all at the next happy hour.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Cheers.
Bye.
This has been a production of Black Bee Media. For all things Wine Your Mind Happy Hour and Black Bee Radio, check out BlackBeeMediaLLC.com.